Did I ever tell you about the time I got saved? February 11th, 1996. Said you told it last week. Yeah, I got saved, man. I got born again. Walked out of that pew, met my pastor right here. Brother Jay took that Bible. And I got born again. Not only do I know the date, and I know about the time, I know the place, right? Never told you about that story.
Praise the Lord.
It's the best story. My wife can tell you it's the best story in her life, outside of her getting saved, born again, washed in the blood. This morning I ain't worried about going to hell. Why? Because Jesus has already been there for me, put my sins in the depth. Let's take our Bibles, if you would. Go to the book of Isaiah, chapter number 9. I told my wife, there's no way I'll finish this whole message. I'm not going to try to finish it. I'll preach it. I'll preach part two some other time. You know, you get to studying on something, you think, well, I got about 3 points, and you start running all the references, and you say, there's no way. There's no way I could finish this message. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 9, verse 6, Bible said this, for unto us a child is born, to us a son is given, the government shall be upon his shoulders. I like this, and his name shall be called Wonderful. Counselor. The Mighty God. The Everlasting Father. And the Prince of Peace. Lord, we thank you for being good to us, Lord. Lord, thank you for getting our pastor home. Lord, I pray you help him. Lord, the other preachers that are from this church that's standing this morning and preaching, I pray, God, you fill them with your Spirit. God, we thank you. Lord, just meeting every need we have. Lord, I have no sad stories this morning. Lord, I just pray, God, you be with the message. It's all about you anyway. I pray, God, you'd help us in Jesus' name. Amen. Before I probably won't even give you the title of the message until I get halfway through the message. But the Lord had been dealing with me. Brother Charlie preached a message probably a month ago about the great shepherd and the good shepherd. Y'all remember that message? And he preached out of Psalms 23. And I tell you what, let's just go there, if you would, Psalms chapter 23. And a phrase, I've never, you know, you read these verses and you think, man, I've seen that, but something that every now and then God will just grab a phrase or a word and it'll jump out at you. And in the book of Psalms, chapter 23, I had to start numbering my pages because I'll preach this thing backwards. Amen. Psalms 23, verse 5, for thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. And let me throw one more verse here. Just be patient with me here. I didn't write that one down, but I want to read that one because that was the actual verse that jumped out at me. Psalms 23, you're there already. And it says this, look at verse number 3. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness. Watch what it says, for His name's sake. That's what God began to deal with me about, His name. Well, there's something about that name. I mean, it either provokes joy or it provokes hatred. I mean, when you can't even pray in a man's or in God's name, something is something about that name. I mean, people either love it or they hate it. And I don't want to bore you, but I don't think it would be boring, but I looked up just some Bible names for the Lord. He's the Advocate. Almighty. Alpha and Omega. The Amen. I like that one. Amen. The Ancients of Days. The Anointed. Author. Begotten. beloved, bread of life, bridegroom, bright morning star, carpenter, chief cornerstone, chosen of God, Christ, comforter, cornerstone, creator of all things, deliverer, Emmanuel, eternal. Amen. Thank God He's eternal. Amen. Thank God that He rose on the third day, everlasting Father. Boy, I like this one. Faithful and true. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God for that. Finishers of our faith. Firstborn God. God of Abraham. God of Isaac. God of Israel. God of Jacob. God of thy father. How about this one? The Good Shepherd. Amen. Governor. The great I am. Hallelujah. Amen. A healer. Hallelujah. Holy. Boy, He's holy this morning. The I am. The image of God, Emmanuel, Jehovah, Jesus, Judge, King, King of Kings, Amen, Hallelujah, King of the Jews, Lamb of God, Light of the World, Lion of the Tribe of Judah, Living Water, Lord, Lord God Almighty, Lord Jesus, Lord of Glory, Lord of Lords, Maker, Master, Mediator, Meek and Lonely, Messiah, Mighty God, Minister, Most High God, Nazarene, Only Begotten of the Father, Only Begotten of the Son, our Passover, Physician, Prince of Life, Prince of Peace, Prophet of Nazareth, Rabbi, Redeemer, the Resurrection and the Life, Amen, the Righteous Judge, the Rock, the Root of Jesse, Savior of the World, Seed of David, Shepherd, Son of God, Son of Man, Son of Righteousness, Teacher come from God, the True Vine, the Truth, Amen, thank God, He's the Truth, the Way, Amen, Hallelujah, wonderful this morning, Word of Life, the Word and Worthy, Amen. Boy, there's just, I'm telling you, my friend, we could come up with some names, but this morning, I want to just preach to you a little while on for His name's sake. Can I say as a way of introduction, it's a sweet name. Hallelujah. Thank God. Matthew chapter 1, verse 21, and she shall bring forth the Son, and they shall call His name Jesus. Amen. It's something about that name. I can remember using His name in vain, but there was a day that I came to God, and that name becomes sweet. It wasn't some cuss word. I like what the old songwriter said. All my life was wrecked by sin and strife. Discord filled my heart with pain. Jesus swept across the broken strings and stirred that slumbering chords again. Jesus, Jesus, sweetest name I know, fills my ever longing and keeps me singing as I go. Amen. Aren't you glad it's a sweet name this morning, my friend? I'm telling you, if you've never been born again, you've never been washed in the blood, you can just call on His name, hallelujah, and He'll save you this morning. Can I say number two? It's a sovereign name. Thank God, amen. In Psalms chapter 148, verse 13, the Bible says, let them praise the name of the Lord, for His name alone is excellent. His glory is above the earth and the heaven. And Philippians chapter number 5, chapter number 2, verse 5, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made Himself of no reputation, and took upon Himself a form of a servant. It was made in the likeness of men, and being found fashion as a man, He humbled Himself and became obedient unto the death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God has highly exalted Him, and given Him a name which is above every name. The Bible says this, that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, all the things in heaven and things of earth, and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of the Father. In Revelation chapter 19, verse 16, and He had on His vesture and on His thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I'm telling you something, my friend. One day, everybody that's ever walked the face of this earth, is going to have to bow down and confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. I'm telling you, I can't wait for the day to see Satan get on his face and acknowledge that Jesus Christ is the Lord of Lords and King of Kings, my friend. All these reprobates that hate the name, one day they're going to bow. One day they're going to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. It's a sovereign name. Highly to be exalted. Boy, we throw Jesus' name around like Jesus Christ. I used to have a soccer coach. That was his favorite saying. But I'm telling you, one day he's going to have to confess that he's Lord. Marilyn Manson, hopefully you won't know who he is. He's something the devil threw up, what it reminds me of. Amen. He said he'll end Christianity. He does all kind of stuff defecates on the Bible, tears Bibles up this concert. One day he's going to have to bow. One day he's going to have to look at God and admit that he's Lord of Lords and King of Kings. Well, we've had a lot of kings in this world. We had the King of Rock. The King of Rock passed away. Elvis Presley, amen. One day, you know what? He's going to have to bow his knee and confess that he is Lord. We had the King of Pop, amen. Y'all remember old Michael Jackson, amen. I like what a preacher said. He was a black man that turned into a white woman, amen. One day he passed away, but one day he's going to have to confess that Jesus is Lord. It's a sovereign name. It's a sweet name. It's a saving name. John chapter 1 verse 12, but as many as received him, to him he gave power to become the Son of God, even in them that believe on His name. Well, what are you saying, preacher? I'm telling you, that name can get you in. Amen. Acts 2:21, and it shall come to pass that whosoever should call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Amen. I thank God for that. Acts 4:12, neither there is salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Romans 10:13 says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. John 20:31, but these things are written that you might believe that this Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and that believing he might have life through his name. You ever come to a point in your life where you've come to Jesus? Amen. I'm telling you something. I'm getting more convinced and more convinced that there's people sitting in our Baptist churches and our independent Bible-believing Baptist churches that are lost. They're undone. They've never come to a place where they call on the name of the Lord Jesus, my friend. I'm telling you, it's the best thing you'll ever do. I'm telling you, I would not sit in a church where the power of God is and want to die and go to hell. I wonder how many sitting in here has never called on His name. You say, well, preacher, I go to glory land. Well, that, you gonna use that excuse with the Lord? Hey, well, my preacher was Charlie Andrew. You gonna use that with the Lord? When God will show you what, they done to His Son, they stripped Him and they spit upon Him and they mocked Him. I'm telling you something, you better call on His name. You ever called on His name? Some people get nervous. Boy, if we was to go around the building and start over here and work our way around and say, tell me about the day you got saved. I wonder how many say, well, Mama said I got saved when I was 7. Boy, I wouldn't trust in that. I wouldn't die with that. Can I tell you, at age 7, I walked the aisle of a Southern Baptist church. And the man, why'd you come? I came because my brother went. He said, why are you up here? I said, because my brother went. He said, fill out this card. And I said, what is that? He said, just check that box, salvation. And I checked that box and he said, well, praise the Lord, you got saved. And patted me on the back and said, tell your mama, you're going to get baptized next week. Boy, I couldn't die with that. I tell you, you get around good Holy Ghost convicting preaching, well, you'll do one or two things. You'll either receive it or reject it. Amen. I'm telling you this morning, there won't be nobody upset in here if you got born again, if you've never called on His name. It's the only name that you can call on for salvation. I'm glad I called on that name. Boy, I'm glad I got born again and washed in the blood. I'm telling you something, not only that, it's a sublime name. Ain't you glad? You know the Bible, and I didn't write this scripture down, but it says, if you ask anything in my name, I'll do it. Well, aren't you glad you can go to somebody when you got trials and tribulations and call on the name of Jesus? Amen. I'm telling you, I don't believe in this, what they call naming and claim it, but I believe I got a Father, amen, in heaven that's concerned about the needs and He will supply our need according to the Scripture. But I'll tell you something, my friend, you never been had to call on God? One day you will. One day you will. Not only is it a sweet name and a sovereign name and it's a saving name and it's a sublime name. It's also a satisfying name. Man, I'm satisfied this morning. You say, well, why ain't you satisfied? I know I ain't going to hell. Amen. Boy, I got up this morning and didn't have to worry about going to hell. How about you this morning? Are you satisfied? The preacher, Brother Andrew, he only preached 9 minutes. He come up and said, I only preached 9 minutes. Can you believe that? I said, no, I can't. Amen. I can't believe that. But he said, I only preached on 9 minutes. But he said, is God enough? I mean, is that name enough? Amen. Most people is not. I mean, most people, my wife was telling me about her devotion she read this morning about the blood, the Jesus being washed in the blood. And Spurgeon said, if you're not satisfied with that, you're worldlings. That's what he said, not me. Don't get mad at me. Rip that one out of your devotional life. Amen. I didn't write that. But is that name satisfying to you? Boy, it's satisfying everything. I'm telling you, boy, I could go on for days about how good God's been. We probably will before the message is over. Amen. I got about 15 minutes left. I'll just brag on Him. But you know, not only that, it's satisfying. Boy, it's a secured name. What do you mean by that? I like this verse, 1 John 5:13. Now, when I first got saved, I ain't going to lie to you, folks. I couldn't believe that God actually saved me. And boy, I had doubts. You said, well, I ain't never had doubts. I had. I kept thinking, did I say it right? Did He read the right Scripture? And I went back to Brother Jay and I said, I don't know. You said, well, were you wicked? Ain't none of your business. Amen. I'm not going to ask you what you've done. You don't tell me what you've done. We'll just leave it at that. Amen. But I tell you, I was right. I was in my own eyes righteous. Boy, I tell you, that's some of the hardest people to get saved, these religious folk. Boy, that's why God couldn't do nothing. We're talking about that in Sunday school. He couldn't do nothing in Jerusalem, all that, because they were too righteous, too religious. This verse right here, I finally just grabbed hold on this verse. It's 1 John 5:13. I'm talking about a secure name. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God that you may know. I mean, we got a God that you can know. We got a salvation that you can know. I've had people, when you preach this, well, you're trying to talk me out of my salvation. You come and try to talk me out of mine. You ain't going to talk me out of what I got. It's based on what God done, not what I done. Hey, because I'd already tried to do a lot of stuff and it wouldn't work it, amen. You heard that thing? I'm going to turn a new leaf. The problem is the leaf is the same on both sides, amen. You've got to have to be born again. Boy, he said, I got to, you know. My wife can tell you one of the struggles that we have in the ministry that we do is these kids that are incarcerated, they're struggling to know, did they get saved? Did they get saved? They can't realize that their bodies hadn't been saved. I asked them this, does sin bother you now? Oh yes, sir, sin bothers me now. Sin bothers me. I take them over these scriptures and it says there, let me just read it, 1 John 5:13, these things I've written unto you that you believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God. This morning, I know, without a shadow of doubt, I'm saved. Have you sinned since you got saved? Yes, and you have too. Amen. There's not one of us in here that can say, I've lived a sinless life since salvation. If you did, you died the day you got saved. Amen. And I'm talking about physically died. I've sinned since I've been saved. But I know this. 1 John 1:9 is still in the Bible. Amen. We confess our sins. He's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If I die and go to hell, Jesus Christ is going to have to go with me because I'm in Him. Amen. Boy, it's a sweet name. Is it a sweet name to you? Boy, it's a sovereign name. Boy, I just wouldn't run around taking the Lord's name in vain. Boy, it's a saving name. Amen? Boy, thank God that I called on His name. It's a saving name. It's a supplying name. Boy, it's a secure name. I'm in Him and He's in me. Amen. Thank God for that. Now, this is the message. We found out about His name. It's wonderful. All those adjectives to describe Him. I guess that's right. It's an adjective. Okay, hallelujah. I got one thing right on the English test. The Ancients of Days and the Son of God and all that. But you know, the psalmist got down there and he says, for His name's sake. A lot of you said amen. Some of you just sit there like you normally do and don't do nothing. I mean, nothing gets you excited. But think about His name. Now, I wrote three things down and I've got a lot of scripture. Number one, we need to protect His name. When's Christians going to stand up again? When are we going to be at our workplace and they tell the filthy joke about somebody going to heaven and somebody stand up and said, hey, that name's holy. When are we going to stand up again to protect His name? Let me read you these scriptures before I get to preaching. Amen. Psalm 74:10. Oh God, how long shall the adversity of reproach? Shall the enemies blaspheme Thy name forever? Boy, I'm telling you something. It matters about your testimony. I'm telling you, you can't go to work and cuss everybody out and then try to witness to them. You know who you're hurting? You ain't hurting yourself. You're hurting His name. It's His name that's being blasphemed, not yours. But when are we going to stand up again and say right's right, wrong's wrong? When are we going to have a voice again? The church is laying silent. And the devil has put us asleep. And we're content with being asleep while His name is being blasphemed. The holy name that you shouted about, the counsel and the wonderful, and all those adjectives that you said amen to, yet we will not protect it. Does He not deserve His name to be protected, at least among His people? Christians fighting with each other. Amen. Are y'all with me this morning? You know, people say, well, that's the way your church is. I won't go on and go to your church. You know, that's not a slam on our church. That's a slam on His name. When are we going to protect His name? When are we going to do something about it? Psalm 79:9. Help us, O God of our salvation, for the glory of Thy name, and deliver us and purge away our sins for Thy name's sake. I mean, we're going to live like the devil and then name the name of Christ? No wonder nobody wants to get saved. No wonder we're not seeing people saved. I wonder if it's because we're not protecting His name. I just wonder that this morning. Well, I'm telling you something, my friend. His name is the best name. And I don't understand why we can't protect His name. Is it worth protecting? You know, the Bible says in the book of Proverbs about a good name. And boy, Jesus' name is above all names. Well, I'm going to protect it. Kids, when I go to school, I don't care if I go to a Christian school or not. There's people in a Christian school that don't protect the name of Christ. When I go to work, you say, I do every now and then, I'll get in the car with a man that says he names the name of Christ. Well, I want to protect His name. Psalms 139 verse 20 says, for they speak against thee wickedly, and thy enemies take thy name in vain. You know why people hate Christianity? Because we don't live like Christians. Look up the definition of Christian in your Bible. I mean, in the dictionary. It ain't what it resembles today. It's always making fun of me because I dress up for church. It's not for me. It's for Him. You think I want to be in here this morning with a tie on? No, I want to have some overalls on and some sweat. But He's worthy for me to protect His name. He's worthy for me to live my life the way it ought to be for His name's sake. He's worthy. You think I want to? We get made fun all the time. Well, is it Easter? No, it's not Easter. It's Sunday. We went not too long ago. They said, well, y'all are dressed up. Where y'all going? We're going to church. Amen? I'll be honest with you, I don't slack off on Wednesdays. I don't. I don't slack off on Wednesdays. Wednesdays, I'm coming to church. I don't want people to say, where are you going? And I look like a Goodyear box jumped on me. Oh, I'm going to church. Well, what kind of church you got down there? I want to protect His name. Because it's worthy to be protected. He's holy and He's righteous. And when they look at us and they see the world, it's no different than any other name. We need to protect His name. You believe that? Then we would live different. You amen in the preacher? You live different. It wouldn't matter what your attitude is at church. It would matter. Your attitude don't need to be different at church than it is at the workplace. Amen? For His name's sake, we need to protect His name. Number two, we need to publish His name. There are people in this world who've never heard the name Jesus. Psalms 18:49 says, "Therefore I will give thanks unto Thee, O Lord, among the heathen, and sing praises unto Thy name." You say, well, in America, there surely people's heard of Jesus. Yeah, they might have heard it in a cuss word. They've never heard it the way we know it. There's been times that we have gone in with these old, we made up some hymn books, some like paperback hymn books, and we'll go into these detention centers and we'll hand them out. And they'll say, "Preacher, I tell you what, we don't have any music and I can't lead singing, so let's pick something out we know." Brother Daniel and I said, "Everybody knows Amazing Grace." You know what they say? We don't know that song. We don't know that tune. You know what? We forgot to publish His name. You know why America's in the shape we're in this morning? We can blame it on the Democrats. Boy, we like to get on the Democrats, especially Hillary. Amen. And Obama, it's their fault. Boy, I tell you, no, it was the church's fault. Like the preacher preached the other night, it's the church's fault. We can sit here and blame it, but that's what Adam's been doing since the garden. We've blamed everybody. The problem is we haven't published His name in America. He said, "There's preaching all over the radio. There might be preaching, but there ain't a lot of truth in those radio messages." Amen. I'm telling you, my friend, are you listening this morning? We've got to publish His name. I'll go back. He's not worthy? It's like, I'm not ashamed of my wife. I don't mind telling people that's my wife. Now, she might be ashamed of me. I can see that every now and then. Well, that's him over there. That one? Yeah, that one. You got a good friend, you ain't got no problem telling people about your friend. Well, I tell you something, if you had a doctor that healed your cancer, and you found somebody that had cancer, you say, "Well, I'll tell you about the doctor that healed me." Well, we can't tell about what Jesus done for us. Well, I'm going to tell you, that's why, I get discouraged when we go in those places. I see sin on every hand. I'm going to tell you, I'll show you. You want to know how bad America is? You go into detention centers today. Hey, I'm telling you, we're dealing with 12 and 13-year-old kids. When I first started in that ministry, they were 15 to 17. Now it's 12, 13 years old. Their lives are messed up, but I'm there to tell them about my friend. I'm there to tell them that they might be in bondage, but there's a man that can break the bondage. They might be broke up inside, but there's a man that can heal them inside. I'm there to publish His name. Let me read the rest of these verses. Psalms 45:17, "I will make Thy name to be remembered in all generations. Therefore shall the people praise Thee forever and ever. According to Thy name, O God." Psalms 48:10, "So is Thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness, that men may know that Thou, whose name alone is Jehovah, are the Most High all over the earth." You know, when I think about this, I think of old David. David come to take a lunch to his brothers there when they were fighting over there. And Goliath said, every day Goliath was walking out there and he was challenging them. Here comes David. You know, David just doing what the father told him to do. David shows up and here he hears Goliath and he's defiling the armies of Israel is what he was doing. And, I don't know, maybe he was taking Jehovah's name in vain. I don't know, the Bible don't say. He said he was defiling the armies of Israel. You know what David said? Is there not a cause? And you know who got mad at him? His brethren. Boy, I tell you, you want to do something for God? You're going to have some people get mad at you, and it ain't going to be the lost. You know who's discouraged me more than anybody? People that said they're saved and born again. I can remember when I was a chaplain down here at Chalk, when I had all these preachers say, "Well, if I was down there, I'd do this." I said, "Well, come on, I need help." They say, well, what time is it? 2 o'clock. On Sunday, I gotta take a nap on Sunday. Then shut up! You know what David said? Is there not a cause? And you know when he went, he said, I tell you what, you won't do it, I'll go do it. Young man stood up and said, I'm going to publish his name. He said, where's that found in the Bible? He went to Goliath, and I'm paraphrasing, and Goliath said, am I a dog? He said, I come to you in the name of the Lord. And he said, that they may know that there is a God in Israel. I'm going to tell you, this world better know that there is a God on the throne. There is a God one day they're going to have to face. We need to publish his name. You say, well, I give the missions. That's good. You need to be telling folks. Telling folks. Psalms 105:1 says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people. Psalms 135:13, thy name, O Lord, endureth forever, and thy memorial, O Lord, throughout all the generations. Romans chapter 9, verse 17, for the scripture saith unto Pharaoh, even for the same purpose have I raised thee up, that I might show my power to thee, and that my name might be declared throughout all the earth. God's looking for a man and a woman that'll stand up and go publish his name. When's the last time you saw a young man say, hey, God's called me to preach? You know why we don't see him called to preach? They ain't praying. God, do something with me. I'm going to tell you, God will do something with you. You say, well, I ain't nothing. That's who God's looking for, a bunch of nobodies. Hey, if you think you're somebody, don't pray, because he probably won't use you, amen? But if you know that you're a nobody, call on his name, see what he'll do for you. Go publish his name, amen. Because he's the only somebody. I never thought when I came down to this altar that night and prayed over here. I told you last week about that marker of call of commitment. I never thought that I would stand in China and publish his name. I never thought that I would go to Nova Scotia and publish his name. I never thought I'd go up to North Carolina and all over the Southeast. I never thought I'd stand on the Indian reservation and proclaim and publish his name. But that's what God will do if you're willing to do it. And I don't want to do it, preacher. What's the best job you can have? Working for the Master. Amen. Boy, he rewards you for it. Alright, y'all still with me? Alright, we're almost through. Y'all smell that food, don't you? I saved the best for last. Not only do we need to, and I trimmed a lot of this out, because I know when you're feeding folks, well, you ain't going to get a lot of amens until we say amen and eat. Hey, you'll see some shouting here in a minute there, God. I wanted that chicken leg. Give me that chicken. Number one, let me read this back. We need to protect his name. We need to publish his name. I like this one. I know most of you ain't going to get this one. We probably just need to praise his name. I mean, I don't know if I could praise his name, preacher. I don't know about that. I mean, what would they think? Would they think just like we think everybody else? Praise the Lord, he got in. I look around here and say, are they ever going to get in? Say, well, man, I'm telling you, it ain't going to hurt you. Corey, I want you to just give me a hearty amen. Okay, do y'all notice something? He's not dead of a heart attack. It ain't killing. It ain't gonna hurt you. Try Josh. I don't know, but Josh. Did y'all know he had a voice? He does. Who? Alright, come on, Justin. Taylor. Alright, we gotta go back to Justin. You gotta pass this class before we move on. So if we don't eat, it's his fault. We didn't call on the girls to say amen. We called on you. Give me a good amen.
Amen.
Tyler, can you get one out, son?
Amen.
Justin, you ought to be ashamed. All right, Ryan, come on. You can do it. All right. Won't hurt y'all. I tell you, ever since I got started, I've enjoyed it. Amen? Let me read you these verses, Psalms 22:22. I will declare thy name unto my brethren. You know what they just told me? To my brethren, that's y'all. Say, well, no, I'll just pray. No, if you won't do it here, you ain't going to do it in Walmart. I mean, I like Brother Charlie. I've been to some of these meetings, and the women get out of banks, boy. You talking about something scary. Is a woman starting there, whoo! I'm telling you, we were in Georgia one time, and God got the moving in there, and I was supposed to present my ministry, and praise God, they just picked me up. I didn't have to say a word, and I ain't been back. Hallelujah! And we were there, and they got to singing the song, and God got the moving in there, and all of a sudden, this woman stands up and goes, "Woo!" I'm thinking, my God, what is that? And she started dancing down the aisle, and she's waving a handkerchief, and boy, I'm seeing God moving in that place. You know what she's doing? She was praising His name. She was giving the honor that's due to His name. And boy, after that service, he said, "Well, preacher, what do you think?" I said, "Man, that was unusual. I ain't never seen no woman get out of banks like that." He said, "Everything that she owns, you could put in your car." I'm telling you, she didn't have no problem praising the name of God, because He's wonderful. He's the Counselor. He's the Prince of Peace. And it wouldn't hurt you to praise His name. Psalms 29:2, "Give unto the Lord the glory due unto His name." Is He not worthy to give Him a little glory? I mean, it wouldn't hurt you, amen. It wouldn't just hurt you every now and then to just stand up while the preacher's preaching about Him and take that handkerchief out and say, "Woo, glory to God, preacher." I'm telling you, He'll get in the second, third, and fourth gear, man. You're talking about getting some preaching in. Why? Because God's getting magnified. It ain't gonna hurt you. Won't hurt you. I mean, it might hurt you at first, but you know what it is? All it is that stinking flesh. And you won't rise up and give God for what He's done for you. He's put some of your families back together. He's put food on your table and shoes on your feet. You got a roof over your head and you can't get up to church every now and then and say, "Glory to God, He's been good to me." I'm telling you something, my friend, God's been good to me, and He's due every honor and the glory for His name, because His name's wonderful. It ain't going to hurt you every now and then to get up and say, "Hey, I didn't have to pay the IRS this year." Hey, I can get up and say that. I didn't have to pay the IRS this year. Worthy is His name, amen. Worthy is His name. And honor and glory is due to His name. Well, you just every now and then get up when we have a testimony, and instead of saying, "Well, preacher, I tell you, the devil just been beating me half to death. I don't know how I drug into church this morning." Why don't you just get up and say, "Hey, I just want to look up in heaven and say, God, You're good. God, You're merciful. God, You're long-suffering. I thank You for every time You've answered a prayer. I thank You for every time You didn't answer a prayer. I thank You for this church. I thank You for my car." I'm telling you something, my friend, if you'll start doing that, God will come in the midst. I'm telling you, glory to His name, because of His name worthy. It ain't going to hurt you to stand up. You said, "Preacher, we got food in the bank." Hallelujah. Thank God for the money to provide the food. Thank God for the church. Thank God for the pastor. Hallelujah. It won't hurt you to stand up and give it some glory. It's not going to hurt you. Thank God for putting my family back together. Thank God for my kids. Thank God for the health that You've given me. It's not going to hurt you. Thank God for my parents. Thank God for my preacher. It ain't going to hurt you. Everything we got this morning, I don't care if you work for it, God gave it to you. Everything that we got, the automobiles that we got, the homes that we got, it's all because of Him. He's worthy. I'm telling you this morning, you need to give Him the praise. Not for the preacher, but for Him. It's for His name's sake. Why don't you praise Him a little bit? Say, "I want to see God." Just praise Him a little bit. I'd like to see ladies hop in the pew. Just praise Him a little bit. Boy, it'd be amazing what we see here. Boy, I'd like to see young men surrender to preach again. Just praise Him a little bit. Boy, I'd like to see God do something in our church. I'd like to see the church building full. Boy, it'd be amazing what we do if we just praise Him. Why is He going to send somebody here for dead? We'd just be like everybody else. Let me give you these last verses and I'll close. Amen. I think you overloaded on that one prayer. I mean, some of you just overloaded. I can't praise no more. Thus will I bless thee with why I live. I ain't never seen no dead man praising God. I figured I'd get in while I'm alive. Amen. I will lift up my hands in thy name. Say, well, I don't believe lifting up hands. I do. I ain't got a problem with it. Amen. I don't even care if I'm sweating underneath my arm. It don't bother me. It'll help some of you just to raise your hand. Say, I can't really shout. Well, he said, just raise your hand. I love what the preacher said. Just give them a wave offering every now and then. Hey, Lord. Say, hey, Lord, how you doing? Can you at least do that? Let's see if these girls on this row can just give the Lord a wave offering. Can you just lift your hand up and give Him a wave offering? Amen. Well, hallelujah. Amen. Boy, I tell you, God's good to us, ain't He? Enter into His gates with thanksgiving, and into His courts with praise. That's why we're here this morning. Say, we're here to hear a message. No, we're here to give Him praise. Hey, church is not for us. Church is for Him! Well, why are we here, preacher? Revelation 4:11. That's the only reason we're here. Because He's worthy. I'm almost through. Can you hang in? I got three more verses. Psalms 103:1. Bless the Lord, O my soul. All that is within me, bless His holy name. Psalms 113:3. For the rising of the sun and to the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. He said when you wake up in the morning, just praise Him. Amen. When you go to bed, just praise Him. Boy, every time, I'm telling you, when I travel and I know the preacher can say this, I thank God the first night I sleep in my bed, I say, thank God for this mattress. You go to some places and you're sleeping on like concrete, you'll thank God for your mattress. Well, I don't like it. Psalms 115:1, last verse. Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto Thy name give glory. For Thy mercy and for Thy truth's sake. So I actually got wrote up one time because I made a girl, what I did today, I made a girl say amen in Chalkville, and the girl wrote me up. He made me say amen. I guarantee you it didn't kill her. And I guarantee you this, she'll always remember me. She might not remember anything I preached, but she'll remember there was a fat preacher. He made me say amen. I'm telling you, you're just like, some of you are just like that girl. You're up there saying, I ain't going to praise God. I'm not going to do nothing. I'm going to write him up. I'm going to tell the preacher to let him preach. Well, go ahead. I say this with all love. It ain't going to kill you. You say, well, it ain't camp meeting around here. So I got to save my amens for camp meeting. Well, the problem is you drag in here before and God's gone. And, well, I guess I'll have to wait the next year. I've gone over. I need to stop. What are you going to do? You going to protect His name? I think we ought to protect it. Yeah. Tell you something else, Dean. We need to publish it. Yeah. But David, I want to publish it. I mean, I might not get to travel as much as I like the places I want. I want them to know there's a God in heaven. I want them to know I'm a nut, a good nut. I want them to know when we step in there, my family's there, that we're not there for us. We're going to lift Him up. We're not going to sing these 7-Eleven songs. Amen. We're not going to sing that. We're going to sing, Oh, what a Savior. Hallelujah, what a Savior. Man of sorrow. Not only that, we just need to praise His name. It won't hurt you. One day, and I pray that I live to see this. One day, some of you in here, I'm praying that I get to see you praise God's name. Because I don't know what will happen, but I sure would like to praise Him. Before He just says, I tell you what, let me just put you so low that you ain't got nothing else to do. Lift your hands. I'd rather just lift it now and get practice just in case, because I'm probably going to be there. His name's worthy. Father God, we thank You for this time. Thank